As the coronavirus spreads, a lot of companies are mandating that employees work from home to limit their exposure. That's true for some staff here at NPR. While there are perks working in your pajamas and the close proximity to the refrigerator, it can be a nightmare for managers who still have to keep the proverbial trains running on time. So we turn to a CEO who has decades of experience running a company where nearly all the employees and contractors work remotely.
My name is Kate Walton, and I'm the owner and CEO of Steyr Content, and we're headquartered in Seattle.
As a manager, Walton says she's always had to create important virtual office connections.
So we've, for quite a number of years now, had an online community where we gather every day. That's where we collaborate. That's how we connect in normal times.
But these are not normal times. With the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases growing by the day, so too has our collective anxiety, even for a work-from-home veteran like Walton.
And I think once you're in a crisis like this, I mean, the way I think about it is those of us who aren't actually on the front lines of emergency response, and, you know, huge kudos to those who are, it sort of feels like tending to the mental and emotional health of our teams needs to be our top priority. I mean, I really see that as part of the response, even before you get to the smaller issue of how to keep a business going through times like this.
Walton says that in the past 5 years, advances in technology have made it easier to keep her teams connected. Steyr Content uses Slack, a messaging program where coworkers can post and exchange ideas in private groups. While it's used for work, Walton will also hold trivia contests, mark birthdays, or ask people to post photos of their pets, not unlike something you might see in a non-virtual office.
As of literally this morning, you know, a couple hours ago, there was a movement to get some RPGs going, some role-playing games, not rocket-propelled grenades, just to be clear. So it's sort of taken off.
Recently, Walton decided to get even more creative. This month, employees were invited to their first virtual happy hour, giving a new meaning to the term BYOB. We asked her how it went.
We set a specific time, set out a video link, and asked people to, you know, bring the beverage of their choice, made it clear that it could be an adult beverage, to the video call. It was quite simply a way for us to shoot the breeze, you know, from a safe distance, to kind of have a little bit of that water cooler effect that even after a few days, we were starting to miss. And so it's kind of a nice new thing to have in our quiver.
Happy Hour was so successful that they did it again last Thursday. And now the Steyr crew is working to pull off a session of online karaoke. Walton says the trick is not to force the connections, but rather give permission to be creative and see where employees take it. Though not everything has taken off, she posted an exercise challenge and invited others to join her.
One of my colleagues and I have been doing the 7-minute exercise routine, but so far, it is literally the two of us.
What it comes down to, Walton says, is connection.
It's something that humans crave. I mean, it's that fundamental.
In times of uncertainty, we want to know we're not alone. This is NPR News.